February 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, highlighted in the news these days is the newest disease, the coronavirus. It brings fear and caution along with its other ill effects with it, and rightfully so. I must point out, children, that this disease can only cause physical harm. There should be similar or even greater fear and caution in regards to those things and situations which could cause the loss of your soul for all eternity. These things are too numerous to count. It could be called a pandemic of the acceptance of sin. This aptly describes the new morality accepted in the world these days. It is commonplace to live together as man and wife outside of marriage. Murders are hardly shocking anymore. Other crimes rarely make the headlines unless they affect a great number of people. What is embraced by the mass media as newsworthy is often seen as evil only in the eyes of a few. Wars are seen as a solution. Violence has become a way to solve problems. In general, morals that please me are no longer the standard to embrace. So while great caution is in place concerning disease, as it should be, I recommend similar cautions be adapted for spiritual diseases, which are becoming more and more virulent in the general population these days. These spiritual ills are more dangerous than any virus, since their effect is eternal. Take heed. A note is given to read Luke chapter 12, 4 through 5. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.